Good morning. To those of you who don't know me, my name's Chris. My family call me 9D. That's my new nickname. Following a little incident that I'll tell you about in a bit. So, I was christened as a baby. I attended the Church of England school until secondary school, where I went to what I'd call a normal school and had lots of fun. I never attended church. And when I got the choices, I dropped RE at school because it wasn't cool. I went on to have quite a colourful teenage upbringing. It was good fun. I won't say any more on that. And I was introduced again when I met Esther to religion. Wasn't really sure about it. Had lots of questions. I sat on the fence for quite many years, which is quite ironic, considering it was a fence that brought me to faith. Most will know what I do for a living, some won't, but it took me many years to get in, probably 6 or 7. I had an operation to pass tests, and Esther's family would pray for me no end, as well as the church that I was in at the time. Eventually I got in, and back then, to me, it was just me being tenacious. However, now I realise it was a calling from God and that I was meant to do it, but I didn't know that at the time. I struggle with some of what I see at work, sadness, hurt, and people at the end of their tether, families breaking down. And this has made me question, is there really a God? Can there be a God with everything that's going on in this world? And now I realise that I was put here to help those people, to do my best for those that struggle themselves, and to go into households and try and help those people that can't help themselves. This was God's calling. So this brings me to the night where I finally jumped off the fence, or should I say, fell off it. Most of you will know that I had a slight accident, which I'm pleased to say I'm fully recovered from. And here's where I've come to meet Jesus. That night, he made sure I didn't attend that incident on my own. He even tried to stop me getting there by a near miss with a bus on blue lights. I somehow managed to dodge it, but he made sure that when it did happen, that all of my friends and colleagues were around me. He made sure I didn't suffer any more serious injuries. And he made sure that there are people in this world that are gifted with talents such as being surgeons. When I returned home, I was in quite a lot of pain. And Esther's mum, Anne, who's with us today, she prayed specifically over my hands for no pain. And I woke up in the middle of the night for no unbeknownst reason. I sleep quite well. But my pain was gone. I didn't feel anything in either hand. No medication needed, I didn't have to have the morphine that they gave me, and I was back at work on full duties within 2 months. Now, some might say I'm quick healer, but for me, that wasn't me being quick healing, that was the power of prayer, and that was God saying that he was in my life. I still have questions, but I'm no longer on that fence, and I will not be going back over it. So that's how I've become to know Jesus, and that's why I'm here today. And I would like to thank you all for coming to share this experience with me.
Chris, the verse that Simon's given you is Psalm 36:7. How precious is your unfailing love, O God, all humanity. Find shelter in the shadow of your wings.
I think this, Chris, I've been a minister for 30 years. You're the first police officer I've baptised. Wow. So that's great. But, you know, you can always tell it's in the DNA, but if you look at Chris in the pool now, we're still...
And all around, you know, checking everyone out. So, Chris, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your saviour, and are you trusting him alone for salvation? Having been told something of the meaning and significance of baptism, is it your wish to be baptised? Do you promise with God's help to follow Christ all the days of your life and to serve him within the fellowship of his church?
I do. Chris, because you've trusted Jesus to be your saviour, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.